October, Rude Nation is upon us again, and it is the last time you'll be hearing these sultry, soft tunes out of my throat. For the boys, I am the boogeyman once and forever. Enjoy the show.
Boogeyman, thank you so much again. This was the best $7.50 we spent on the podcast.
$7.50? Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was a bargain. So yeah. Thank you, Boogeyman, for introducing us, and thank you for hanging with us for all Rudetober. Boogeyman and the Rude Nation, thank you again. And I'm Sherm.
I'm Tom.
And we're the Rude Boys. This is Rude Boys Power Hour Plus, episode 57. I just took a glance at the notes, so...
We're always the Rude Boys.
We are always the Rude Boys. Yeah. You're right. You're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. And this is Rudetober. This is our last episode of Rudetober. It's been a month, man. It's been a hell of a month.
It's been fun.
It's been a fun thing. Thank you for hanging with us on social media accounts. Instagram specifically, guys.
You guys have been killing
it. Thank you so much.
Still like to see a little more interaction.
But, hey, but what we're getting, we love it. Thank you so much.
Throw us a follow. Throw us a follow, we'll throw you a follow.
Absolutely, yeah, follow for follow. Hell yeah. That's the Rude Boys policy. Yep. Follow for follow.
Yep.
So, Rudetober, like we said, wrapping up, we're doing a big Rudetober recap, because this is a big, important month for your boys, for the nation, and we just want to talk about it. We're going to talk about the movies we saw, the games we played, the books we read, and all that shit. All right? It's not shit, it's good stuff, but I was just rolling, so sorry.
Yeah, cool.
So yeah, let's hit it, Tommy, because we got a big blitzkrieg. We got a big bunch of stuff.
And I got a lot of shit to talk about.
Oh boy! Yeah. All right, so but first and foremost, Tommy, who's in your mouth?
Some nice coffee with Kraken rum and some Irish cream.
Yep, I got the same mixture. Maybe a little more rum in mine.
Definitely a little more rum.
I'm pre-gaming right now for my costume party.
Yes.
Which, if you have attended, I appreciate that, and if not, I don't know, shoot me a like or something like that, and we'll make it happen next year, okay? It's always a good time.
Yeah,
always is. So this was, I just want to make a highlight. This is a new product. This is the thank you from the guys at Kraken to bring this over to you boys. It's a Kraken Black Roast Coffee Rum, and it's a 33%, and man, my coffee is like gray.
Yeah.
Even with the cream, it is gray, and it's metal, and it's spooky, and this is Rudetober. This is Rudetober.
Damn straight.
All right, let's clink it up, Tommy. Woo! And it's good, man. Kraken is great. Thank you, Kraken, again. We'll throw you a follow-up on Twitter as soon as I remember.
That Irish cream is real good,
too. It is really good, too. Yeah, let's just go right into it, Tommy. Cool. Let's crank it up.
Let's crank. Cool.
Yeah, we're recording. We've been recording.
Analog Pocket coming in 2020.
This is games.
Oh, yeah, video games.
This is the,
I haven't done that in a long time.
You do this once out of 2 weeks. Tom likes to just show up, fucking sunglasses on, cigarette in one hand, a martini in the other, and he just goes.
And my cock in the other.
There's three hands.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
I'm gifted, ladies.
All right, cool. So, Analog Pocket, the company Analog that put out the Analog NT, they're like the high-end class NES, Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis.
Okay.
They're doing a Pocket one for Game Boy, Game Boy Advance, Game Boy Color, and possibly the expansion of Neo Geo Pocket and other handheld systems. It's basically a high-priced, what is the word I'm thinking of, like an auteur handheld system.
Okay.
Coming out 2020.
It's like a Tiger.
You can actually... Not like a Tiger handheld, no.
No? Okay.
And you can actually plug it to the television to watch it on,
nice.
Play it on, the television.
Gives a whole new meaning to Pocket Pool.
Sure does. Okay. What else?
Capcom looking to reintroduce old IPs.
Yep. What does IP stand for?
Because
you shrugged when you saw that. That stands for intellectual properties. So basically,
okay,
Tom,
cool.
What they're saying is they want to reintroduce their older franchises.
Okay.
Because Monster Hunter did so well for them in the previous year. Resident Evil 2 did so well for them the previous year. They want to try to reintroduce their stuff. So,
okay.
I mean, you're talking about shit like fucking... I know the creators of Okami want to make a new, brand new Okami game.
Okay.
I mean, you got Beautiful Joe and Onimusha and Dino Crisis. Capcom, we're going to do a Capcom episode eventually, but Capcom has a rich history.
Cool, we are.
A lot of properties. Yeah, we are. It's on the list. And they want to start bringing it back, which is great. Especially, and Mega Man 11. I mean, that did well for them,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Moving on. Last of Us Part 2, delayed to May 29th, 2020, right. Comes out on my brother's birthday.
Hey, there you go.
There we go. I'll buy it for him. He'll never play it, and I'll play it.
And then you'll play it.
Yeah. It's like buying him a bowling ball that says Tom on it.
Excellent. Yeah, so this was just announced that it was coming out. I think it was February was the original date, and now it got pushed back a couple months. So
couple.
Oh, well. A couple.
Yeah.
I'd say, what, 3, 4? That's a couple.
Yeah. Okay. Well, three is a few.
Okay.
Keep it close, Greek. Suda51 and Swari.
Okay.
To make a low-budget horror game.
Okay.
Suda51, what the fuck's a Swari?
Tom, let me explain. Suda51, creator of No More Heroes, those kind of weird, fucking wacky-ass games. Swery65 is...
Oh, not Swery.
Well, it's both. He created Deadly Premonition, which is a very culty... Both of these games are fucking, like, the style of guys, they're like the... They want to be like the Tarantino of the video game industry. Like, they want to do these, like, weird auteur stuff, and... I'm using that word a lot. And now they're collaborating, and I think with also again. The creator of Silent Hill, much to Tom's, the eye
sleeps.
Roll, to make a low-budget horror game, which is great. It's like an independent-style thing, nothing big budget or anything like that.
Silent Hill wasn't low-budget?
For the time, I'm sure it was low-budget, but, like, nowadays, like, they want to make, like, they're basically shooting to make a really good downloadable title, you know what I'm saying? As opposed to making a big fucking thing.
Right.
So, yeah, cool.
Cool. Ongoing rumor mill keeps on spinning. You spin me right round, baby, right round. Batman Arkham Legends to have entire Bat family playable. I will fucking believe it when I see it. I've already gotten to play as Nightwing, which is awesome.
We gotta report the rumors, because this is a big, important franchise for your boys and the Rude Nation. The Arkham series is fantastic.
Yep.
And we gotta just keep talking about it, but this is the newest rumor spinning out of this fucking thing, and yeah, cool.
Yeah.
So the Bat family, Tom, who would you want to play as? Obviously Nightwing, yes.
Right. Tim Drake.
Okay.
Actually, no, you did get to play as Tim Drake, I think.
Well, yeah, no, in Night, right? In Arkham
Asylum,
Knight?
Asylum, I thought. I thought he was part of, like, the DLC pack.
In Arkham Asylum, really? Oh, yeah, he kind of showed up, like...
Yeah. Or City, I think.
Oh,
City.
Oh, City, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was more... Which, right. I mean, I'm not a big fan of what they did with... The Tim
they
Drake.
They made their own universe.
Yeah.
Basically, so.
Cassandra, who was Batgirl during No Man's Land. She was the Batgirl where her face was completely covered.
No, okay, I know what you're talking about.
That's Oracle.
Right. No, I meant the one from the Frank Miller story.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Which, I mean, is that really canon?
I'm not...
Is she
Robin? She did show up in... I think the Rebirth universe, so that...
Okay.
No, she's not fucking canon, because DC likes to fucking reboot their universe over and over and over and over and over.
Sorry, Nation, all right?
All right, so this is comic news.
Comic news. So Kevin Feige is now the publishing creative head, and...
He's pretty much Marvel God right now.
Yeah,
so.
That's pretty much... Yeah. I mean, you make him enough money.
I don't want to see the MCU... totally start bleeding into the comics.
I don't think you will. I think what will happen is you'll have, like, one big creative director, and obviously it's not going to come... It's a different thing, because, like, when he was doing the movies... He's still doing the movies, but, like, you know, he's basically dictating to, you know, a handful of directors or producers or whatever, or sub-producers, but now it's, like, you have all these different writing teams for different, you know, stories and weeklies and monthlies, and I'm assuming there's going to be a chain of command... And he's going to probably oversee the bigger picture for the bigger yearly things. That's what I'm going to assume. Because I can't imagine being like, no, Spider-Man should be wearing red shoes in this one.
Right.
Cyclops needs to have his hair like this. Like,
right.
He's not going to be doing
that.
Yeah,
I don't think he... Yeah. Going to movies now.
Yes, let's go to movies.
The Batman finds it's Selina Kyle in Zoe Kravitz.
Sure.
And Paul Dano playing Riddler.
Sure.
Do you know who Paul Dano is? He is... Did you ever see There Will Be Blood?
Once.
Alright, he's the kid that Daniel Day-Lewis goes, I drink your milkshake. Or he's like the old, he's like the son of the old man that he
he's
says
in the
that
movie.
To.
Okay.
Yeah, he's also in that movie, The Girl Next Door.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever seen that.
The one with Alicia Cush.
Yeah. Cuthbert? Yeah. He was in that.
What has he done recently?
He's going to be in The Batman as Riddler. I'm more stoked for Zoe Kravitz. You know, moving on, because we got to keep it Blitzkrieg. Deadpool writers reaffirm that the series will stay rated, R-rated. Yeah, we'll see.
I think so. Ryan Reynolds met with Marvel Studios. I'm sure there's money to be made. I mean, especially with the Joker being the highest rated, grossing R-rated movie.
Good. I don't got to mention that.
Yeah. The highest grossing R-rated movie, and it's a comic book franchise, regardless of what a lot of people
comic
think.
Comic book character.
It is still...
It's not a comic book franchise. It's a comic book character.
Yes, okay.
It's a comic book character. He's a comic book character.
He is based off of a comic book franchise.
Yes, but this movie's not going to make a franchise. He is...
Did I say movie franchise?
He is a character.
Okay.
Anyway, moving on.
Tom Sauer.
I'm gonna watch Joker.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong. I am gonna watch it. Like I said, when Redbox is, or, you know, you and I will chip in, like, when it's on, like, you know, shows up on Amazon Prime or some shit like that.
Sure.
All right, moving on. Venom 1 director says showdown with Spidey is happening. Also, Shriek in Venom 2. Very cool.
Right. Everyone knows that I'm a big Maximum Carnage mark.
No!
Fuck! Is this how I want to see it happen? I mean, I guess. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
This is the only way you're going to see
it. This is the only way I'm going to see it happen. Like, I mean, if I had to sell my soul to make a Maximum Carnage movie-verse happen,
this would not
I'd
be
want
the way.
My soul back, because I would want it this way. Right. I mean, like I would more like the Sinister Six, or, like, you know, if you want to make a big-time Spider-Man thing.
Dude, but, like, I don't think you'd be able to get me back from the Red Skull for the Soul Stone.
I know, it is.
Because I kind of figure I'd be the one you would throw off the cliff for the Soul Stone.
A lot of credit out of
you,
Tom.
You love me. Come on.
Yeah, is this how I want it to happen?
Say
not
it.
Necessarily.
Wow, fuck you.
But, I mean, I feel like Spider-Man facing off with Venom, that was pretty much foregone, especially with the earlier in the year, rift between Disney and Sony. Yeah, but again, this is the this is the Venom 1 director.
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't, I mean, he really doesn't have much of a say, I guess.
Right.
But I guess he knows where it was going eventually. Mm-hmm. And we'll see what happens with Venom 2 in, what, 2 years, 3 years, something like that?
Who knows?
Yeah, after the Kraven movie, after the Michael Morbius movie. The Living Vampire. It's spooky. It's Rootober.
Neil Patrick Harris in Matrix 4.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll get excited when I see more stuff. Fantastic Beasts 3 to start filming in early 2020. So I've never seen those movies.
They're fine.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. They're not great. They're fine.
Right, right. Trailer talk.
Let's talk some trailers, Tommy.
Bloodshot trailer drop.
Did you see this? Oh my god.
Did you?
I did.
How's it look?
It looks fine. So it's Vin Diesel playing the character Bloodshot. Bloodshot is a Valiant Comics?
Yeah.
Valiant Comics character. He's basically an assassin with superpowers. Like, superhuman powers, not like the power of flight. Like, you know, he's...
Well, I think he's like...
He's a badass. He's like a Punisher.
I think
it's
like a
super
soldier
type.
I think
it's...
Right.
Web series-wise, I believe he's portrayed by Drew, the character who played
the actor
Tommy Oliver in the Modern Morphin Power Rangers. What the fuck is his name?
Oh,
is it Jason David Frank?
Jason David Frank.
I thought that was the Red Ranger. Sorry.
Nope.
Yeah.
He's an MMA fighter.
Which one?
I think the
Jason
Red
David
Ranger
Frank?
As well.
No, just, well, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, it looks like that movie Upgrade, the trailer.
Okay.
Yeah, because I guess that's the point. I don't know anything about the character,
right.
But I guess he's got, like, nanomachines in him to make him the perfect soldier.
Right.
And the hook is that the company that... I guess put those nanomachines in him is controlling him in a way to act like an assassin.
Okay.
So it's basically like, who killed my girlfriend? It was that guy.
No,
and then he goes,
it was me.
But he goes to go kill him, and then they basically like shut him down, and then they reprogram his memories. So the guy who killed, I'm doing air quotes right now, the guy who killed his girlfriend is another guy. So he goes, he's like a hitman.
Interesting.
But he's not. He doesn't know he's a hitman.
Gotcha.
You know what? And the trailer looked cool.
Okay.
Like, I'm not going to watch it in the theaters. Sorry,
no.
Guys.
No.
All right.
We do have our big blitz, which we
right.
will talk
right.
about.
There's
but,
another trailer to talk about.
But breaking news, rumor.
Fresh off the wire.
Rumor is that Kevin Feige is wanting to bring Daredevil and Jessica Jones into the MCU.
Sure, okay.
Yeah, of course.
There's some legal hurdles, I'm sure. Because
there's your...
Ooh, need a lawyer for that. They're called Murdoch and Foggy and Nelson.
Well, you get Jen Walters.
Yeah, okay. That
so that's cool. You maybe you can see your Daredevil Spider-Man team up.
We'll see, because then there's a Sony hookup. Who knows?
Yeah, exactly.
I just want to see Peter Parker and Johnny Storm at this point, and yeah. I feel like it's just going to be two ships passing in the water, and they're going to miss each other completely. Let's
like
keep on
moving. Like a turd in the wind.
See, that's...
I just triggered Chris. Black Bolt and Maximus to be in Ms. Marvel series. This is also leading to them possibly rebooting Inhumans. Yes, we're in TV talk. Shut up!
Speaking of Vin Diesel, they were going to try to make him... well, he was like, he was either Black Bolt, I think, even before the Inhumans being a movie... then became a television show.
A failed
was talked
TV
about.
Show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, if... Because what I've heard is the guy that played Ramsey.
Maximus.
Yeah. I heard he was really good in it. So,
he's good
in bring him back.
Yeah.
And I mean, honestly, you can just get some intimidating looking dude to play Black Bolt.
Yeah.
Because Black Bolt doesn't say shit.
Well, what's funny is that Vin Diesel obviously voices Groot.
Uh-huh.
So you got his voice in one Marvel franchise.
And his face
his,
in...
Yeah.
Likeness.
That's
in
pretty
another.
Cool. Yeah.
Interesting.
Do you really need the rest of the Inhumans to explain Ms. Marvel? Like, do you need the typical Inhumans?
I don't
like,
know.
You can explain... Oh, you don't know much of... Okay. I feel like
I
don't, right?
I mean, she is an Inhuman.
Yeah.
For a while, she thought she was a mutant.
But, like, think about how they did it in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't. You didn't bring Black Bolt in?
No.
Well, maybe you did. I don't fucking know.
No, they didn't.
It kind of fell off. Okay, cool.
They didn't.
The other part of the television... News time.
Is Sony looking to sell its PlayStation View service off?
Yeah, so the PlayStation View is like a cable-free download. It's their Netflix-like thing, and they're looking to sell it off because it ain't making them any money.
All I see...
Streaming Wars of 2020, baby. It's happening.
Gear it up.
Pick a side.
Have you ever seen the movie Wedding Singer?
Yeah, Wedding Singer.
All right, the part with John Lovitz where it's like, he's losing his mind, and I see that being Microsoft. Be like, we'll buy it.
Microsoft's got their own stuff to worry
about. All right, it was funny. Shut up. Moving on to wrestling news. Don't cut me off at the ankles. Knees, whatever.
All right, I won't cut you off anyway. How about that?
Yeah, don't.
You're my friend.
Don't cut nothing off. Eric Bischoff, not creative director for SmackDown anymore. Who the fuck cares?
Yeah.
Apparently Bruce Pritchard is in charge now.
Right. Eric Bischoff didn't vibe well with the creative team.
He wanted showing up.
Well, because he wanted to have this thing be a 9-to-5 and not have to worry about rewrites 4 a.m. on a fucking Thursday night.
You're dealing with Vince McMahon.
Absolutely.
Too fucking bad.
Right. Whereas Paul Heyman, he's been in the machine. Obviously,
He is the machine.
But I mean, he's been in the WWE limelight for the past several years. So he knows the vibe. Mm-hmm. He understands. He's been on creative here and there. I'm sure he's been, you know, in the meetings. But now he's, you know, creative director of Raw. Whatever.
Yep.
SmackDown.
Keep
good
it blue
luck.
Streak. In your future endeavors, motherfucker. New Japan World Wrestling expanding offices to America. And it's going to be called New Japan World of America.
Cool. All right.
They're planning on opening offices up in, I think, in California, Texas, New York.
Okay.
That was
pretty good. Like, Tom did this thing where he kind of, like, I guess visualized a map, and he was pretty good. Like, he was in the ballpark.
Yeah.
And he was really good. And
thank
I had
you.
To obviously flip it because he was looking at the map. So, yeah.
Thank you. I was impressed with his geography skills.
All
right. So, now we go on to the Big Blitz.
We're going to talk about the final trailer for Star Wars Episode 9.
Rise of the Skywalker. This looks cool. I was stoked for it. You know, I can't wait to see, you know, your typical, you know, babies cry.
I feel like them having J.J. Abrams back is going to appease a lot of people, for good or bad.
Right.
What Rian Johnson did was bold. It was the first Star Wars movie that I had to think about.
He boldly went where no man's gone before.
That's true, yeah.
Long franchise.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, people liked The Last Jedi. It didn't vibe well with me.
Yeah.
But definitely it was the one that was like, all right, they wanted to try to do something different. And do you want to try to do that in the 11th hour of the Star Wars Skywalker saga? I don't think you really do. And you know what sucks is that... So watching this trailer, it looked cool. It looked great. But it's just kind of like... having such love for the original trilogy, you kind of wanted to see those characters, like, continue right away. And obviously that couldn't happen, because it's been 30-plus years since the original trilogy. But then on the counterpoint, you have an entire new cast for the prequel trilogy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you had Hayden Christensen and Ewan McGregor and Natalie Portman and all those guys
for
the
prequel
trilogy. You were there for that, were you?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you had Mark Hamill and, you know, Carrie Fisher and Harrison Ford. And now you got... This is the big blitz. We can expand upon this, okay, motherfucker?
Yeah, 30 seconds.
You know what? It looked good. We're there. You got us by the balls. LucasArts, Lucasfilm, Disney, basically. We're going to go see it. I'm glad that the Skywalker stuff is going to end because, you know, give me more Rogue Ones, give me more The Mandalorian, the Obi-Wan series, you know, give me more of that stuff. Show me more of the Star Wars universe.
Do you think
C-3PO
is going to die? Just that one part?
No,
it's just like,
because they telegraphed it so, like,
I know.
It's going to happen.
Some motherfucker's dying.
I don't think he is. But then, I mean, if you think about it, I mean, he was kind of basically built in episode 1, and if he gets dismantled in episode 9, then...
Exactly.
There you have it. What are your thoughts? Your hype?
Dude, it's Star Wars.
We're going to have to pencil in a Star Wars episode, I think, to wrap up. We did do
the
that.
Fuck are we going to do this?
You need to relax. We'll figure this out.
Okay.
You're okay. I know...
I'm stoked. I will go be...
I see movie. Very good.
I feel like we need
to speak pretty soon, man.
I feel like we need C-3PO on
fucking
set
translate,
to
yeah.
translate our asses.
Yeah.
I think his head might explode. We might kill C-3PO.
Linguo dead?
Yeah, exactly.
Linguo is dead.
Morons talking.
So Tom, on Twitter, people have been
complaining
going through, news at 11. They've been, one of the things is like explaining or showing off the Star Wars movies in order of what you're ranking. I don't speak well at all. In order, your favorite Star Wars movies.
Okay.
I'm not going to put you on the spot right now, but like you got a vibe, because so mine, maybe I'll just go through mine if you want to give a quick thought on yours.
I already have it.
My top 10. In order, The Empire, Rogue One, New Hope, Revenge of the Sith. I'm trying to think what I had next. Force Awakens? Oh, I'm sorry. Jedi. Wow. Force Awakens. Then I think Solo, Last Jedi, Phantom Menace, and Attack of the Clones. I'm probably missing one of them or two of them or something.
Regardless,
like that.
You're my soulmate, because that's
right. That's the same exact one, right?
Exactly,
yeah,
like
the original trilogy obviously holds up. Rogue
absolutely.
One does their stuff, and then Revenge of the Sith. Fuck y'all is the better of the three prequels. I don't think that's
yes.
really any fucking complaints.
Yeah,
but
I mean the only good part of Attack of the Clones is in the arena,
like the last 20
when
minutes.
You see the
yeah.
fucking lightsabers
yeah,
popping
the
up.
Battles.
That to me that's.
It was just exposition. I was like, it's sand. It's so gritty. Huh. I killed them all. Yeah, we're going to need a Star Wars episode at that point.
Cool. Great.
That's it for Blitzkrieg, Tommy.
That's it for Blitzkrieg. Bye. So, here is Tom's dud of the show. 2K. The 2K series of WWE, man. From what I've seen, and Nation, I'm sure you've seen it too, WWE 2K20 is considered one of the worst fucking debacles to ever come out from this company. So much glitching. Chris, I saw this one glitch where someone was trying to alter Becky Lynch.
Okay.
And they lifted up like they went
to
move her.
I saw a GIF of this too.
And like her whole face lifted up, and like apparently you were able to like see the like
the eyeballs,
like muscle structure underneath. And then the one that I posted of Charlotte Flair just going around the ring.
Yeah, it's really.
It's just not good. I really wish THQ was back around, because let's face it, THQ knew how to put out a wrestling game. I was seeing Yuke's would be another good one.
Well, again, so I hate to cut into Tom's out of the show.
No, please. I welcome.
A lot of the I'm not gonna completely forgive 2K for the product they put out.
It's garbage. There's no forgiveness.
The situation comes down with the annual crunch of the video games. Mm-hmm. Okay, so like you know your Madden, your Assassin's Creed's, like the reason that a lot of these games series fall from grace is because guys have friggin' half of a year to crunch a game, try to do something brand new, and do all this fun stuff and still make the goddamn engine run, okay?
But
again, I'm not forgiving them. A lot of the issues also came with Yuke's, separated from 2K.
Yeah.
So this development was done by basically brand new people.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing because it refreshes the franchise, but in a bad thing where it's like, oh, man, we forgot to put wheels on the car because we haven't done this before.
We're the Jetsons right. All of a sudden. Nope, you're not, asshole.
THQ, the credit they get is basically putting out decent wrestling games for the N64.
In a yearly basis.
Right. Because they had their Yuke's, they had the AKI mm-hmm. company to put out, to basically make those great, what am I trying to say? The engines, the game mechanics. And then THQ was able to manipulate that to be like, okay, it's a WCW game. It's a WWE game. Yeah. It's a SmackDown game. It's a SmackDown vs. Raw game.
Right. It doesn't just... You're saying, you know, make great games for the N64. It doesn't just stop at N64. That came out for PlayStation... Oh, okay.
Because, I mean, I don't know when THQ got the THQ got the license in the N64 era because, like... Yeah, the Acclaim was in the mix. Yeah. So, and those games are fucking garbage.
Yeah.
But they ran... They weren't good.
Oh my god, that one. Ran. Yeah, what was it? Yeah, because Acclaim put out that one game where it was, like.
It was basically
like if you're playing.
Like, that's how they walked. They
just okay, you see.
All characters.
Oh, like.
Here comes The Undertaker.
WCW versus NWO.
Well, that was AKI.
Right.
Which.
But no,
was WCW
didn't Acclaim also put out, like, the one wrestling game where, like. You're the Undertaker, and all of a sudden you pull out a casket and you hit someone with it. You know the game I'm talking about.
Yeah, you're talking about, I think, WrestleMania the arcade game.
Yeah.
They might have, again, because they had the license.
Yeah.
The guys who make the game, like Warzone or whatever, they sucked. Like, that's really what it comes down to. Like, the.
Fair play.
Really, THQ, Acclaim, 2K, those are the guys that should be like, yes, this is a good game, put it out.
Right.
2K was like, ah, we gotta make it, make it happen, guys, in a year.
It really
comes down to them, you know, no disrespect to the people who actually make the game, because those are the guys who get all the blame, none of the credit, none of the money, unionize, and, like, they're the ones working the 80-hour weeks.
Yeah, like that one.
Getting
like,
all the bullshit.
Like that one GIF that I put out where Charlotte's like, just... I'm like, did they accidentally put the engine for, like, NHL 2K20 in this game?
I'm not gonna lie. Like... Again, because these guys were new to this franchise, they probably grabbed a lot. I think they were from the NBA 2K team.
Oh, man, I can't wait to see, like, fucking Royal Jam!
You know what? And it sucks, because, like, these guys, like, the production and the marketing is always so good. Like, the commercial that was for this game... was, you know, it was, like, a big Legends meeting, and I think, like, Becky Lynch shows up or something, and, like, kind of, like, party crashes. Like, awesome. The amount of care that goes into their marketing is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. They're talking about DLC plans for a broken-ass game, but a DLC plans for, like, they're going to have Southpaw Wrestling Federation shit.
Jesus.
That's cool for that. You're going to give me, like, a Halloween costume
for
Finn Balor. Like, that's cool. Like, that's clever. I like that stuff. Put it in a good game... And then I'd be interested. Like, you know, the foundation's got to be good in order for the house to be something I'd be interested
in. I understand.
Sorry to hijack your...
No, no, dude. I can only talk for so long, man.
That's a fair point.
So this has been Tom's Dud of the Show with Chris as a special guest. Bye!
Rootober is here. Boogeyman, get the fuck out of here, man. We got this, all right?
What did the one rude boy say to the other rude boy?
Did the rude boy say to the other rude boy, ketchup?
Welcome to hell, boys and girls.
Thank you, Boogeyman, for that intro. Yeah, this is a spooky Rootober edition of Rude Boys Ketchup.
Nation, to be perfectly honest, we sit here with a bunch of Mad Libs, and that's how we script each
episode.
Kinda,
it's kind of bad, so we do apologize. But we're going to... So this is our Rootober recap. There's not a traditional Rude Boys Ketchup, because we're just going to talk about the Rootober season stuff that we've done. We've talked about, okay?
Yeah.
Let's get the conversation started real quick. So Tom and I have both been playing actually the same games.
Yes.
You just got into Darksiders.
Yeah,
One, War Mastered Edition.
Yep. As of recording.
And this is your first time playing it, right? Because I played through it twice. So.
Oh wow. Okay.
Well, I played it on the on the N64. Yeah, the chair's broken. Sorry. I played it on the Xbox 360, and I played it on the Switch. You're playing it on the PS4.
Yes. Yeah. All right, I really like the way it controls on the PS4.
Yeah.
Very God of War-esque.
That's so funny because you're not a fan of 3D Zeldas, and this is a 3D Zelda.
No, it's not.
But
I disagree.
But it is more open. That's why when you gave me a list of games, or I gave you a list of games to suggest to download, I was like, would he like this? Is it Zelda-like? But it's like, he likes the Batman games. He likes the Arkham games. So like. That's why when I said Darksiders, I was like a little hesitant, but I was just like, you know what? I think it would be good.
Yeah,
and that fucking Joe Mad art.
Yeah, and I ended up getting the Fury Edition, which it has the first and second
one. And two, right.
And I know...
Getting the two for free is pretty good.
Hey, for $7.99, yeah, I mean, for fuck's sake, you can't beat that.
Right, check that out, Nation. Sorry, it's probably expired.
But 11.1, I think.
Okay, so hey, check that out on the PlayStation Network store.
Yeah, don't quote me. We don't do research.
But yeah, I got thoughts on Darksiders 2, but Darksiders 1.
I enjoy it, I don't feel it's Zelda. It's more God of War, it's more linear. It's more, hey, you gotta go here. Wait, where
Zelda's
do I go?
Zelda's pretty linear.
Huh?
Zelda's pretty linear. Mm. Not Breath of the Wild, but Zelda's pretty linear.
None of the 3D ones are linear.
You never got far enough for the line to actually show you where to go.
It's not.
Okay, so there it is.
It's not there.
It is very Zelda-ish.
The line is very squeaky.
Into dungeons, you get a new item. The item helps you in the rest of the dungeon, and then you move on to the next dungeon.
We are going to agree to disagree. Okay.
That's got to be the second time on air that you've ever used that phrase.
I am enjoying this game. Do not ruin it for me.
No, I'm glad you are, because, again, your hang-ups for 3D Zelda isn't stopping you from enjoying this game. So
like you said,
that
Joe Mad... I think it's the Joe Mad art.
The Joe Mad art is so good.
It really does.
Oh,
that's still in Darksiders 2, the Joe Mad art?
Darksiders 2, yes. Darksiders 3, it gets a little... I've seen some cutscenes and stuff from it. They try to, like, modernize it. Because it is made for the more modern systems.
And which horseman do you play in 2?
In 2, you play as Death.
Okay,
so
and
in
3?
In 3, I believe, is like Fury or something like that.
Okay, so there is going to be another one coming out.
There's the fourth one, I think, got announced with a date in like early 2020.
Yeah.
I think it's called Darksiders Genesis. It is like a top-down Diablo-style game.
Nice.
And it stars Strife, which is the third one. Again, like they're being very artistic.
They're making
with the
their
four
own
horsemen.
Universe.
Exactly. So you got... So let's talk about Darksiders 1. Obviously, because this is an impromptu Rude Boys game club.
Yeah.
Darksiders 1 focuses on the Horseman War. Thank you. God of War-ish, the combat style.
Yep.
You have a big sword. You end up
big
getting
sword, and then, like, you know, when you get, like, you knock an enemy down enough, it's like, press circle to do an ultimate kill.
Yes.
Okay, fine. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm like, I played plenty of God of War.
Yes.
I'm enjoying the hell out of it. It moves, too.
It really does.
It doesn't drag.
I think... so I beat it for Rootober.
Nice.
Proud of myself. Pat on the back. I think it took me like 12 hours.
Okay.
It wasn't that long. I didn't really do a whole lot. There is a certain item you get if you collect like 10 chests throughout the world. I did that. It didn't take me very long.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of post-game. There's not a lot of extra shit you have to do. You can go get like... all the perks and all the abilities. You don't have to do that. It's a 12 to 15 hour game.
I've been blowing my horn at enemies. The horn that like can
in the game.
Yeah.
You've been blowing your horn.
I've been blowing my horn that can like open up like
the hand motions
gates.
He's giving Nation is just
rude fucking,
and crude.
You know,
oh,
the horn.
No.
The horn. You got and you're like you gotta sit there and you gotta cup the bottom.
Right, okay,
go,
yeah. Yeah, okay. Thank God we're not a visual medium. So you're really early in the game. I don't want to spoil anything. I'm trying to give you any tips, but again, like you're really early. Take it nice and slow.
I am. Yeah.
Don't. Again, all my not really issues. My issues is that it is for 2019, definitely a early to mid 2000s game.
Yeah, but this is the remastered edition, and it is nice and crisp.
It is. I was playing it on Switch, so already you kind of have to take... I mean, it's shitty to say, like, I was playing it on Switch, but I was playing on a handheld. It ran perfectly fine, but, like, knowing how games are now, even for the Switch, again, hate to say it, there are better games to play, but this is good. This is, like, good comfort food. This is, to me, a Zelda-like. Mm-hmm. To Tommy, God of War-like.
Yeah.
And it's a good game through and through.
I'm liking it.
It's definitely underrated. And I'm glad that the War Mastered Edition is probably bringing this back into people's forefronts.
Yeah.
You realize... Especially with God of War 3. Darksiders 3 releasing, I think it was late last year or something like that. So, like, and I don't think that really...
I can't pick Darksiders 3 up on the Switch because I...
It's not available. Well, it's not available for the Switch.
Oh, no? I thought it was.
No, okay. Only Darksiders 1 and 2.
Yeah,
and
I can...
Genesis from whenever the fuck that comes
out. Yeah, I can only pick... Now, from this point on, I can only pick up them for... the PS4.
Right. Well, it's not like it's a matter of you need it on the same system. Like, if for whatever reason magic happened and Darksiders 3 came out on the Switch and it was $5, I would have picked it up.
You know my OCD.
I understand your OCD.
And,
Real quick, my thoughts on Darksiders 2.
Mm-hmm.
So Darksiders 2, it took the formula of Darksiders 1 and kind of expanded it. It makes it a little more open world. It makes it way more loot-heavy, which means that you get more items to increase your stuff. You like that, because you like the Diablo style of games,
where
constantly have to pick up items.
Which
and, like,
I kind of feel...
Which gun is better? Which scythe is better?
I kind of think Genesis will be like that. Very loot-heavy.
You know what? I don't really know much about it.
Neither do I,
because, like,
obviously.
I fell off the franchise. Because I love Darksiders 1, I played Darksiders 2, and it just did not click. And a lot of that is on me because I wasn't in that style of video game, but a lot of it is on them because I'm like, you're completely uprooted the franchise.
But I'm kind of hoping that me being involved in the franchise will actually get you back into wanting to pick up the franchise again.
I'm not going to lie, I kind of do because Darksiders 1 is really good. And
it really fuck it is.
I played it in a time of my life where... You know, I never played RPGs.
Time
I never played shit like that. So, like, I'm able to forgive it.
Sure.
It got to a point, I'm going to be completely honest. I was playing Darksiders 2. I ran into a boss that was, like, 40 levels ahead of me. Like, and in my mind, because I'm playing this as Darksiders 1, I should be able to beat this guy.
Nope.
No, because I ran into him at this point in the game.
Yeah.
No, I shouldn't. I should have went back. I should have stepped away. I should have grinded.
Sure.
I should have done this. I should have done that. But the bubble burst. It's on me.
See,
Darksiders is great.
From what you're telling me,
an apologist.
I do, just listening to you, I do enjoy the fact that they're trying something different with, like, you know, their games. Like, you know, the first one was very God of War / Zelda-esque.
Yep.
This one is very RPG, Diablo-esque.
Darksiders 2, yep. Darksiders 3, from what I get, is like a God of War / Dark Souls-y sort of thing. Yeah.
I'm not ready for that.
See?
I need an adult.
But I'm glad, but you're right, Tom. I'm glad, and we were just talking about this in your daughter's show. Like, I'm glad creators are giving me the ability to create and not, you know, pump out the same thing every 2 years,
etc. Who put out Darksiders 2?
Darksiders 2, I believe, was the same company.
THQ Nordic?
Well, THQ Original
mm-hmm.
put it out, and I think it was Vigil Studios, Virgil Studios,
okay,
something like that.
It was
Joe Mad's video game
right,
studio
gotcha.
Put him out.
Because I see that THQ, I was like,
Well, okay, so because of that, so the company, I believe it was Nordic Games.
Okay.
Nordic bought all the IPs that when THQ went under... And then they basically rebranded themselves as THQ at that
gotcha.
Point. So they bought all the IPs, they bought the brand, and then they're like, okay, well, we're THQ again. Or
gotcha,
THQ Nordic,
gotcha.
I think it's
okay,
called now.
Okay, cool. So yeah, I'm looking forward to everything Darksiders.
Yeah.
This might sound odd when I say it out loud. I'm a big fan of the Four Horsemen.
No, I'm with you.
Like, I believe there's a, it's on Amazon Prime, and it's a book called Good Omens, and the Four Horsemen are involved in that. So, Good Omens, written by Neil Gaiman, so, it's like, you know, it's very, it's very cool how, like, you know, the Four Horsemen are always, like, portrayed in certain things.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, no, I think the mystique of having them almost that, at least in this game, is, like, they're almost like the police. Heroes. Well, yeah, they're the heroes, but they're the police between the realms.
Yeah.
Like, they are...
Between heaven and hell and earth.
It's not necessarily the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. It's the
Four Horsemen of... Don't be a dick!
They show up because the Apocalypse is upon us. Yeah. So, like, that's the thing. They show up between a war between heaven and hell, and they're like, what the fuck, guys? Like...
Yeah.
Keep it together.
Keep
like
it cool.
Chaos order. That's
bitch,
all.
Bitch, be cool.
Exactly. Yeah. You want to just keep... We'll keep the video game talk going. I know we just said we were going to make this a little more... casual, but
No, definitely, because we've been playing the same shit.
Bloodstained, Ritual of the Night.
Yes, you did a lot better than I have.
Yeah, kind of. I lapped you a little bit. So, Bloodstained, Ritual of the Night was a Kickstarter game put out by IGA.
Took forever to get the fuck out.
And it's a Castlevania Symphony of the Night like.
Yes.
Playing this game, I'm good right now. Playing this game, first off, makes me wish I was still playing Symphony of the Night.
Okay.
Symphony of the Night is fantastic.
I jumped to you that jumped a to little Symphony bit. Yeah, because I was on PlayStation, and I was just like, that's right, my brother got that pack.
Right.
With Rondo of Blood.
You're still stuck in the desert, right? You are? Okay.
Continue.
So, I'll vamp a little bit. The whole premise of it is like...
You're this girl, She's a shard binder.
She's basically the Belmont of this entire world. You're fighting the Dracula of that world, which is another shard binder.
Jebel.
And this is good food if you're hungry for a Castlevania style of game. Metroidvania, style of game. Metroid.
I hate that fucking saying.
So do I, but. It's a very common saying. I can't really take it out of my lexicon.
Your what?
The vocabulary that I use.
All right, listen, college boy.
Yep, college boy.
I don't want to hear it.
So, I'm playing on Switch. You're playing on Switch too, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Man, I've ran into some glitches. I ran into a hard lock at one point. I went to read a book, and the game shut down, which is cool. I had
kind of like real life.
Oh my God. You're right. It must be me. I ran into another issue. So this was right in the prologue.
Please tell me you told Bonnie that.
No, that was really funny, though.
Oh, man.
I ran into another issue where, so, like, you have a companion named Johannes, who's, like, an alchemist or some shit like that. You come off the boat.
He talks too much.
He really does. There's
like,
a lot.
Dude, shut the
a
fuck
lot of
up.
This, there's a lot of exposition on this game, and I'm just like, I don't give a fuck. To be fair, like, I did go back and I read, like, all the books I picked up, which... Mm-hmm. I will only do in video games, and I was like,
and if they have pictures,
and now I'm like, oh cool, I know what the story is now.
Yeah, you're better than me.
So anyway, like the model of this character, right, must have clipped into something, and had like this giant, like, beam coming out of their head. Okay, and in the game, when you have a conversation with someone, their model shows up on the screen, and big. The character had the beam stuck in their head, so I'm like, oh, this is probably just. Glitched for the cutscene. No, it was glitched for not the entire game, but until I restarted the fucking game.
Awesome.
And I know this.
It is a very glitchy game.
And I know this. The Switch version got kicked around a lot, especially when the game released, like the frame rate or this or that, whatever. It's such a simple game.
It shouldn't do that.
I understand.
I was
not every game can be mint. Not every game can be
could
perfect.
Be Symphony of the Night.
You're absolutely right. Symphony of the Night...
Perfect game.
I can't even think of any flaws. Like, I'm trying to think right now. Symphony of the Night... Is that my favorite Castlevania game?
Yes. The answer is yes.
Dawn of Sorrow is really good.
If the answer isn't yes, you're wrong.
Well, you never played Dawn of Sorrow.
Yes, I did.
Did you?
Yes.
I never played Aria of Sorrow. I heard that's really good.
I played that as well.
Okay. Well, Symphony of the Night is really good. Symphony of the Night...
Symphony of the Night is...
Symphony of the Night,
perfect.
Yes, because...
Except for the end song.
Oh, my God. That is good. I mean, that is bad, but that is good. Which, check out Castlevania episode, which is like episode 4. So, Ritual of the Night is fine. Which is not a back-of-the-box quote in any means.
I'm enjoying it.
Okay.
I needed to step away, because I was like... the like how you were saying with Darksiders, like, mm-hmm. I think these monsters are way too powerful for my level right now, because I am just getting destroyed by these motherfuckers.
So, I'm in, not necessarily, I'm in the endgame area.
This is the endgame.
I know, you played Curse of the Moon, whatever the fuck it was called, the 8-bit game, right?
Yeah.
You did, right? You beat it? You remember you fighting that gambler, that guy, who was like a top hat demon? He was a boss, and he was like a gambler or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, you fight him in this game, too. I know, sorry. So, I'm in that area, so if anyone's beat this game, they know where I'm at. And I cannot, for the life of me, find a teleport room. So, I keep going, and I'm running out of items to replenish my health and this and that. And I end up using a waystone, which is, that teleports you back to, like, the main town.
To the safe area.
Right.
Your safe place.
Exactly, yeah. And so that's where I'm at right now, okay. Because I keep, like, grinding and stuff like that. But I'm in areas where I'm, like, I'm getting my ass kicked right now. I need to pull out, and I'm, like, so close to the end.
My mom should have pulled out.
Wow. Boys, no recovering from that.
Wait, my mom... Whoops.
Yep. That's a Back to the Future fucking shit right there.
Anyway.
So anyway, Bloodstained Ritual of the Night.
It's fun.
It's fun. It's fine.
It's cute.
It's cute. There's a lot in this fucking game, like crafting and shit like that. Like, I'm not bothered at all, man. It's like. Let me buy the strongest weapon, the best fucking armor, and then that's it. I'm running around with a fucking anchor. Because that's the strongest weapon I have.
I'm running around with this giant
sword. So you're using the greatsword. I don't like the greatsword because I feel like I can get more hits with a regular sword.
Yeah, I like taking motherfuckers out in one fell swoop if I can.
Well, you get to a certain point where you like kind of like... Did you find the Dracula guy, OD?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you took the books out from him?
One.
Oh, I think you can probably go back and take out a second.
Yeah, I'll take... I ever return the other one.
No, you go... So, like, I found that out, too. Like,
I was like, cool.
They really do help.
You fucking give me books. How about I don't come back?
The books help your skills.
Do they?
Yeah, they do. They, like, here's an increase in defense. I mean, I have a... Again, books help. Quote Chris Sherman right there, because I'll never say that again. And I'm running around with one that increases my strength and my defense. And there's one that increases your luck if you're looking to do shit like that.
So you say your love.
Well, maybe that, too. You know?
My love gun. It's a song by the band Queen.
Okay. But there's a lot in this game where it's like, you know, you get haircuts and shit like that. Like, I'm not into that life. Like, I just want a Castlevania-style game.
Yeah, kind of like, you know, with Final Fantasy X2, where it's just like, hey, we're going
to
dress...
to go back to this.
We're going to dress up, like, okay. You know, whatever. Cool.
Right.
So, yeah, that's video games. Yeah.
You're probably, because, I mean, I'm this close to finishing up before the end of Rootober. And then, of course, we got Luigi's Mansion coming out on 31st. Yeah.
Cool.
That's all I got for video games.
We
Tommy,
got movies now.
Yeah, so let's move on to the visual medium of Rootober.
So you could just look at my list, and I've been fucking killing.
Goodness. Like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I get bored.
Sure, that's fine.
I'm bored and lonely.
Well, the way I try to consume video games, you consume movies.
Oh, absolutely.
Stuff like that. So, let's hit it, Tom. What do you got, movie-wise?
So, I watched, a franchise that, you know, scared the shit out of me when I was younger, The Exorcist.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, from what I'm told, I've actually seen The Exorcist 2. Exorcist 2 is so bad. Like, it does bring...
Nobody talks about that.
It does bring Linda Blair back as Regan McNeil, and...
Okay.
It's just not good. But Exorcist 3 is really good because it involves, like, the young priest from The Exorcist, he shows up, and so does Brad Dourif.
Oh, okay.
The voice of Chucky.
Right.
The original Chucky.
Yes.
It's just really fucking good. It's on Prime. So, if you want to watch something fun...
No.
Okay, well, we could watch it one day, and I'll protect you.
Oh, please. Okay? Please do, Tommy.
What's up you been watching?
Would you be able to bring up the notes real quick? Movie-wise, I don't think we watched a whole lot. Like, Bonnie and I, we watch... we just kind of throw shit on. Like, I know. The Stephen King episode we talked about, we watched Castle Rock. We still did not proceed any further... from that, but
your
we
notes?
Would just throw in we would just throw in, you know, just like we would throw in something that
like I know we watched
that was sort of spooky
Final Destination 1 and 2.
Right.
I know we watched that that was fucking fun.
Yeah, no, that was fun. Yes, and we should really just keep going with that franchise. But I mean, we didn't really watch any like horror movies.
Okay.
We did watch. And I hate to, like, kind of break this away from the spooky shit like you were just talking about. We watched Shaun of the Dead. Shaun of the Dead holds the fuck up, man.
Oh, it totally does. I cannot wait for their new one to come out.
I thought, out of the Cornetto trilogy, Shaun of the Dead was my least favorite.
No.
But I'm not saying that's bad. You're saying the least favorite out of three awesome movies?
Yeah, I've never seen a third one.
The third one, okay, so...
We know.
Hot Fuzz is fantastic.
We know your story on the third
Hot
one.
Hot Fuzz is fantastic. The World's End, I was drunk and loved it, and that holds up. Shaun of the Dead, for that reason, I thought didn't hold up. But my God, fucking holds
up,
man.
Dude, the whole part where Queen is playing and beating the bartender.
Yeah, at rhythm. Like,
and fucking David
God,
sitting
dude.
There, fucking flipping
oh
it on
God.
And off.
Like,
oh my God.
This, like, it was so funny because, like, the last time I just watched it, it was, like, the first time. Like, it was just, like, it was, like, brand new.
I watched it this past week, dude.
Shaun of the Dead is fantastic.
And it moves. Like, it doesn't drag. It doesn't, you know.
No, not at all. Like, every little bit of it is just fantastic.
Right.
That was really the only movie we've watched. That falls into the Grootober.
That's not true.
Category.
No? Last week, I had you guys watch the movie Hush.
Yes, you're right. I'm sorry. Yes, you're right. So that's a Netflix or... No, it's not
no,
Netflix.
No, it's not Netflix,
it's on
original.
Netflix. It is on Netflix.
Can't find it any fucking where, though.
Right.
I need to own this movie, because...
It's basically a home invasion movie.
It's a home invasion movie.
Deaf woman.
Yes. It's the...
actress
who plays Theodora in Haunting on Hill House.
Right.
She plays a deaf writer who lives in seclusion. I think her nearest neighbors are like a mile away.
Yeah, it's like a cabin in the woods, but
she has to survive against this home invader,
right,
while not hearing.
Yep.
And fucking, it's the way they do they work with the sound and everything. It's just everything worked. And the guy who directed that directed Hill House.
Oh, okay.
As well.
Cool. We watched another movie that night.
We watched Salem's Lot, which no one was really into. I know. It came out in 1978,
if,
dude.
Honestly, or like, 79. That movie was trimmed down. If they remade that movie, then I'd be more interested.
They did remake it.
Oh, they did? Okay. But not because of
Rob
the
Lowe
quality or anything like
the
that.
The main guy.
It was just a matter... It was just the exposition. It was definitely like... It was like, oh, it's a Stephen King-based movie. We really gotta stretch it out.
The way the vampires look, that scared the shit out
dude.
Of people.
Oh, yeah,
so.
Like, there's points of that. There's a lot of fat that could have gotten trimmed out of it. But the parts that were really good and like, pertinent to the story, I dug. But that's obviously falls into the Stephen King episode. Which, hey, Nation, check that out. That was last episode. Episode 56.
It was a horror movie we watched during Rootober.
Yes, you're right.
I know I am.
Another movie we watched, we did watch Children of the Corn, which we did briefly talk about it on our Stephen King episode.
Mm-hmm.
That was fine.
Yeah. Another one that I watched was, because you closed my notes.
Sorry, dick. I didn't close shit. You opened them up and you gave them to me.
Pump them.
Pumpkin?
I said pump
I know.
Them.
I know.
The Autopsy of Jane Doe. This
Autopsy
was, This was Emil Hirsch and Brian Cox playing... grow up. Would you? Would you stop?
Was this... This wasn't the one that's a place in a war, right?
Yes, it is.
It is?
Yeah.
With a female lead?
Well, she's on the table the
no,
whole time.
They're not the same one, no. There was a horror movie that... I think there was a trailer of a female... What am I trying to say? Morgist? Undertaker?
I'm just gonna let
cadaverist. What am I trying to say?
Mortician.
Mortician. Perfect. Thank you. And like one of the cadavers is a witch or some shit. Sorry.
That's essentially what this is.
Oh, spoiler alert. Okay. Then they remade it. I don't know what to tell you.
You probably watched it, but you were drunk.
It's like I only remember 2 minutes of it.
Obviously.
All right. So how is
very
this?
Cool. Yep. Very creepy.
Okay.
Actually had me go, holy fuck, quite a couple of times.
Nice.
What else did you watch?
Well, we didn't watch any... If you want to keep going through movies...
Sure.
Did you watch any? Okay.
I've watched... I also watched The Witch.
The Witch.
That was cool.
It's on Netflix too, right?
Yeah. It was good. Right. I do see why people love it. I also understand why people hated it as well.
Uh-huh.
Will I watch it again? Probably not.
Okay.
I didn't... You've seen it, right?
I don't remember. Okay, tell me about this movie, Tom. Real quick.
It takes place in, like, old-timey times, like...
No, I didn't see this. Like we were talking about this last weekend.
Yeah, like, the like the Pilgrims, like, just came to America. Right.
This was the stars. Who is the star?
She was in that movie Morgan. Anna Taylor Pumsky or something like
Pumpkin?
Pumsky.
Okay.
Some shit like that.
All right.
Not the chick who played Paige in Wrestling with My Family. The other English that chick movie. That came out.
Oh, okay.
The other English chick who came out around the same time as that English chick.
Right, okay, sure.
A lot of English chicks running around. I also watched The Perfection. There's a
whole country of them. The Perfection I saw, I can tell you that much. Bonnie and I didn't watch it for Rootober, but... That's a weird fucking
There was
movie,
one point
bro.
I threw my remote up, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck, man?
That's an odd fucking
movie. It really is.
So the premise of that is that Allison Williams is a, not necessarily retired, but she stepped away from the...
Because her mother got sick.
Yeah, she stepped away from the limelight of the orchestral violin playing, cello playing, or something like that. Yes. She stepped away from that. She got reintroduced to the scene of that. And there's another female up-and-coming artist.
Which she was actually on a PlayStation View show called Powers.
Okay. And she's, I believe, also one of the cast members for Dear White People on Netflix.
Yep.
And it's like, this movie is like, what the hell's going on? Because, like, is this a sabotage movie? So Allison Williams is maybe trying to bring this girl down a notch.
For anyone doesn't know, Allison Williams is the one that plays the white bitch in Get Out.
Wow.
And she plays the white bitch in this.
And she's also in Girls.
Well, you think she's a white bitch in
and
this.
And she's also Brian Williams' daughter. She played Brian Williams, the dude who used to be on Nightline. But he lied about something. I don't know, all right? It's not a matter of who's your daddy. It's who you are, okay? This is 2019. Be your own person.
Anyway, this movie was fucked.
It's really fucking weird because you don't know. Is it like this weird like revenge thing? But they're lesbians. But like...
They had a one-night thing.
Right, but like you don't know what's going on.
Right, yeah.
And then it turns out it's a revenge movie.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to spoil anything. The revenge movie, and then, like, it's just so odd.
Yeah, it really is.
It really is odd. It's like someone took, like, three scripts and was just like, make something happen. Like, okay,
Steven Weber is in it.
Steven Williams is, Weber. Weber is the guy, right? The,
yes, the teacher.
The teacher, thank you.
We all, me, you, Bonnie, and two of our other friends, we watched Tales of Halloween.
You put this on your list?
The anthology. We watched
it.
We watched it during Rootober.
You're right.
This was horrible. It was an anthology of what, like 12 or 15 stories?
I didn't have to go get firewood between this.
You were passing out too.
Oh yeah, I was.
He was adorable. We were watching this out. we were watching this shit outside.
The setup was very nice.
Yeah.
Television outside, fire pit going. It was
we had the fire
15
go.
Degrees
yeah.
colder than it should have been.
This motherfucker, I glance over, and this motherfucker, he worked that day. He's sitting in, like, this reclining, like, beach chair.
With a Harry Potter blanket.
And with a Harry Potter blanket, and he's just like, and I'm like, yeah, okay, we're done. We're done here, because he ain't making it.
Yeah. But, yeah,
It was, I don't think there was one redeeming story. Do you?
I don't remember.
It wasn't good. It wasn't good. It's
Bonnie
on,
said it wasn't good. So.
If anyone is curious about it,
it's on Netflix. Don't spend the money like
no, it's on Amazon.
It's on the internet. Don't
it's Amazon Prime. Yeah,
don't
spend money.
Pirate the fucking movie. It's garbage.
I also watched Manhunter. This was essentially the prequel to Silence of the Lambs.
Yes, okay.
Did you ever watch CSI?
No.
Okay, well, William Petersburg, who plays Gil Grissom in CSI. He
a guy who played a thing
in a
never
show
saw.
You never saw. Shut up! He plays... Alright, did you ever see the movie Red Dragon?
Once.
Okay, well, he plays Ed Norton's character. In Red Dragon. Red Dragon was a remake of Manhunter.
You really confused the fuck out of me. I'm like, why would Ed Norton play him?
Brian Cox plays Hannibal Lecter. could you stop... very cool movie. Tom Noonan, he plays He plays the main protagonist?
Antagonist. Is he a bad guy or a good guy?
Bad guy.
Antagonist. So well, close. Is he against the protagonist?
Yeah.
Then he's the antagonist.
Yes. Okay, stop. All right, college boy. Very cool. It's been out for years. If I spoil anything for you, guess what? 20 years
it's
too late.
It's a prequel to Silence of the Lambs. You fucking saw it.
Yeah.
You don't give a shit. Guess what? Darth Vader's bad. Whoa. Holy shit.
Whoa.
We're going to get to that in our Star Wars episode. Sorry. What else you see, Tommy?
In the Tall Grass. It's a Stephen King / Joe Hill novella that they made into a Netflix.
Netflix? Meowing. Netflix. Fun fact, when we went to go see... when we ended up seeing Children of the Corn and the Tales of Halloween horror show.
I think me, you, and Bonnie were down to watch it in the Tall Grass.
That was the whole point. We wanted to watch that.
And the other two were just like, in the Tall Grass. Yep. This looks stupid. Yeah, no, that shit went sideways quick. Have you guys watched it yet?
No, we have not. You should.
You're horrible. All
right, cool. Well, we watched some other stuff. We, like I said, we didn't watch any...
fucking jazz hands McGee over here.
It's a wizard. We watched the anthology television show called Creeped Out. Okay. I know we showed you an episode. It wasn't really the best episode. Yes, we did. We watched an episode after Hush. It was that kid who turned into a troll.
Oh, that's what that was?
That was what that was, cool. Yes.
I don't remember.
It's cute.
It's British.
It's like Australian or some shit, because like some episodes are like English, like American accented people, and some are British accented people. So I don't know. And then some episodes take place in Australia, so who the fuck knows? But
every episode, dingo at my baby.
That was one of the episodes.
Are you fucking for real?
No. So a lot of the episodes we're watching them. It's garbage TV.
He's such a dick.
It's garbage TV. That's not saying the quality isn't bad. It's fine. And some of the stories are actually pretty interesting. Like, a lot... It's almost like Black Mirror plus Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like...
You lost me at Black Mirror.
You are an ignorant person.
Watch Doctor Who, then talk to me.
No.
Read a book.
Okay, take it easy, literate boy. The...
bookworm.
A lot of the episodes are, they have like a twist at the end, and a lot of them are like, huh, all right, that wasn't so bad.
Okay.
Like, and not like very hackneyed or cliched stories. Like, a lot of them are pretty interesting. Like the one we saw
with the troll. I enjoyed that.
The guy was an internet online troll.
He was a twat.
He
was an asshole.
Stirring the pot.
Yeah.
And then he got cursed, and he physically turned into a troll.
He got.
He tried to then, at that point, still make shit work. Ended up, spoiler alert, ending up turning into a gargoyle.
Well, no, he was a troll.
He was a troll.
And trolls do turn to stone when sunlight hits them.
Right, yes. And the person... Well, so he turned into a statue then. Okay, is that fair?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because the gargoyle has wings.
Yes, and the Okay. And the person
Watch
that...
Rails.
On Disney Plus, coming this November.
Can't wait.
The guy who ended up getting him, his name was Bill Goat.
Oh, yeah. Billy
Goat. It's like, it's you fine. Throw it on, it's cute. It's fine. Like, it's fine. Exactly. Like, if you're like, checking in and out... Don't watch this show with a bowl of popcorn ready for the next one. Just throw it on, play on your iPad, play on your Switch, play Darkstar's War Mastered Edition, play Ritual of the Night, Bloodstained.
Pretty much everything you and your girlfriend did but watch this actual thing.
It was on. We saw it.
Yeah,
I can tell you about episodes.
What else have you watched?
We also watched a couple episodes of the 90s show Goosebumps.
I saw that they just put this up on Netflix. That's pretty cool.
I don't know if it's on... I think we watched it on Prime or something like that.
Netflix.
Is it on Netflix?
You watched it on
Stop
Netflix.
Stop correcting me.
Well, get your shit right and I won't have to correct you, Chris.
This whole episode is a horror show.
Yeah, well, this podcast has been a horror show for 2 years. But I love it.
90s kids will know. Goosebumps was the shit back then.
Goosebumps
I
scared the shit out of me at times.
I think I owned Goosebumps 1 through 50.
Okay.
I read all the, like, the not I don't want to say franchise ones, but, like, the Monster Bloods, the Night of the Living Dummies, like the ones the that had sequels and shit. Yeah, Beware of the Mask or whatever.
Yeah.
Like the sequels, I read because I was like, oh great, I want to keep going and reading this and reading this. Say Cheese and Die. This is just a dumb show.
It was on
like Fox Kids or something at the time.
It's like it played back to back with Erie, Indiana.
Thank you for bringing that up, because we saw a couple episodes of that on Amazon Prime.
Erie, Indiana, I've always enjoyed.
Man, like, I this was a nostalgia bomb Rootober for me.
Yeah,
really,
because okay, see that.
We watched Goosebumps, we watched Erie, Indiana, fuck you. And I watched it with my girlfriend.
Okay, cool. Still amazing that you have one.
Yep, tell me about it, because I watched shows like in Erie, Indiana growing up. The premise is
with
that, like...
a handful of pud.
It's so gross. The whole episode... The premise is that the place called Erie, Indiana is just this, like, weird place, and this kid is trying to...
Figure out
mysteries.
He was like, Scully before Scully was Scully.
Yeah, that's a good... That is good. I like that. Pre-Scully, Scully. Yeah. Mulder.
Mulder, I meant. Mulder, yeah. Fuck me, that would have been better if I didn't... If I wasn't
You
want to
redo that, buddy?
No, fuck it.
We're live, pal.
It's my fucking shame.
But what else? It's kind of silly and fun. Like, yeah. You just throw that shit on. And a lot of it is also written, like... Because it was a bunch of, like... You got to think about it. Like, it's a bunch of adults writing a kid's TV show, and mm-hmm. some of them just get bored. And there's this one part where... So the friend of the main character... They're at their house, right? The main character and the friend. And you hear, like, a laugh coming from the bedroom.
Okay.
Like a woman's laugh. Like, hee-hee-hee-hee-hee. That was really bad. I'm sorry. That was more like it, right?
Yeah.
And then...
Learn your voices.
And then the main character said something along the lines of, like, oh, is your parents are home? And the friend is like, no, my mom's out of town. And it's like, as a kid, you wouldn't catch that.
Yeah.
But as an adult, you're like... Oh, all right. There's a woman in the bedroom with the daddy. Like, that's... It's shit like that, man. It's like, that works for all ages. Throw it on. Don't pay attention.
What else have you been...
We also saw a couple of episodes of... Well, we saw the whole thing. Two Sentence Horror Stories.
Probably wouldn't know because you didn't bother paying attention.
They were okay, the Two Sentence Horror Stories.
Some of them were, like... Dude, the one with the... The one with the,
That was the fan.
Uh-huh. The one with the Asian lady, mom
the
and the daughter-in-law.
Wait, what am I thinking of? Oh, yeah.
I'm like, yeah, dude, yeah. That was fucking scary.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know, man. It screamed, like, college independent.
Okay,
like
fine,
stuff.
Cool, good.
It just
that's,
didn't do it
that's
for me.
Good. Okay, fine.
Right. What also screamed
you
college independent movies?
Uncultured swine.
Was Hulu puts out this like film fest every so often, and they call it Huluween. I think they team up with Sundance Channel mm-hmm. or some shit, and they put out like these like 4 to 6 minute little mini movies. Some of them are pretty good. There's this one in particular. I think it actually came out from last year though, with this dude. He's like a recording artist, and he wants to, like, record the most morbid sound effects, you know? Like, he wants to go and, like, here's a bunch of bugs eating meat, and here's a bunch of this, and it keeps going, and it keeps going, and he ends up getting, like, here's, like, the last gasps of a lady dying or something like that. But then that lady ends up haunting him. Turns out the lady's his mom. Whoa.
Spoiler.
And through Final Destination bullshit... The guy ends up getting hanged.
Hung.
Isn't it hanged?
No, you're right. Sure, you're right.
He ends up getting hanged, but it's recorded, and then that
recording
goes to press.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's really weird. Like,
cool.
It's again 5 minutes. You throw it on.
Yeah.
Whatever. Tom, you got anything else you watched that you put fucking your mind to?
Candyman.
Okay.
1992. Everyone has always raved about this movie. Tony
sure.
Todd plays a, wealthy black man who gets murdered because he is dating a white woman. And so, like, her father kills him and
okay.
a bunch of other people.
All right.
So now, if you say his name in the mirror five
Tony
times.
Todd. Tony Todd. Tony
yes.
Todd.
Yeah.
Tony Todd.
Exactly. Why you gotta look in my eyes when you do that?
Tony Todd. And I see myself in
you know, Candyman, he, like you know, mirror. He has a hook. So, like, he'll... Yeah, it's just...
Why
it's
did he turn into Candyman? Does it explain that? Because he's a ghost demon?
I think because he had candy on him. I like...
Cause you I'm, saw the movie!
I know, and I'm sitting there, and I was like, why you call Candyman? Like, I didn't, like... Because, I mean, there was also a guy named Candyman who was, like, a gangster, too. Okay. So... Yeah, it's very, it was very, but it was so fucking, it was really good. I just want to.
I think this was on Hulu, too, also.
Netflix.
I thought about it. It's also on fucking Hulu, guys. Yeah, it's on Netflix. Fucking check this. Check me.
I just want to sleep on a pillow of Tony Todd's voice and be covered in a blanket of Morgan Freeman's voice.
You
want to
sleep on Tony Todd, I got you.
Right.
And also, I'm which you want to get sandwiched by Tony Todd and Morgan Freeman.
Which Jordan Peele is talking about. I think he's in talks of rebooting Candyman and having, not a reboot, but doing another one and having Tony Todd reprise the role. Fair. And then the last thing I watched, I think I talked about it on a previous episode, is the Halloween 2018. Which was really just really
probably.
Fucking good.
Yeah, we probably talked about it during the.
But that's what I've been
two episodes ago, 55.
That's what I've been up to on Rootober. No, I think it was episode 50.
There's no way it was 50. We're talking about it was your horror movie one. You probably talked about it during when you're talking about Halloween movies, the franchise.
Yeah, but it could have been on my what I've been up to.
This is really what it's going to end on. I'll talk about one more thing. I'm sorry. Because it had Witches and Wizards in it, Bonnie and I finished up Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix.
Nice.
That is the weakest book in the Harry Potter series, my friend.
We, once again, will agree to disagree, even though you are wrong.
Well, I think you're wrong because you do not like the fourth book.
I'm sorry. That fourth book could have had so much fat trimmed with... You didn't need to incorporate Spew.
Spew was in four.
Thank you.
Damn it, I got fact checked.
Yeah. And you know what? House elves are meant to be slaves.
They're not meant to be slaves. That is their in the caste system of the wizard.
And
world,
I'm sorry.
That is where they are.
Yeah. I'm gonna say it right now.
Uh-huh.
I did not shed a tear when Dobby got it.
Yeah.
I cried more when Hedwig died.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because Hedwig was with him from the beginning. Dobby was just an annoying prick.
Dobby was just like, we gotta tie this storyline up. This isn't the Harry Potter episode yet.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we read book five. Episode five. It was fine.
I don't know. I like five again, but this isn't the Harry Potter. This is the Rootober wrap-up, and that's how we're ending it.
And on that note, Root Nation... Your boys are wrapping this up. They're wrapping the wrap-up up. The dicks are getting wrapped up.
What?
We
getting laid tonight.
Thank you so much, Nation, for enjoying and celebrating Rootober with us.
Yeah, again, you guys have been awesome on social media with, you know, commenting. And I'm a horrible person. I should have had some of your commenters on there so I could give you guys a shout-out.
Right.
But I don't remember what posts.
It's all good. It's all good. We don't do any research. We don't do any prep work.
Never.
It is what it is, and that's why you love us. And thank you so much for listening, or at least downloading, but you never hear it. If you want to hit us up on social media, as usual, Nation on Twitter is at RudeBoys469, Facebook, our Facebook page, RudeBoys469, Instagram.com, RudeBoys469. Really got that RudeBoys469 thing on lock.
Yeah, it's kind of our brand.
It is our brand, yeah. It's the rude number, the rudest number. 469, 469, it's a sex number. It's rude. We got a YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube.
We do got a YouTube.
Fuck
we're just
me.
Waiting on that branding to kick in.
Fuck
but
me
for
running.
Now...
Yeah, well, we get that branding. That means that I got to stop cursing so much.
No, not at all.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't. YouTube is at the following URL, bit.ly/rudeboysrootube. That is all lower case.
I swear to God, fucking Nation, if you goddamn caps lock that shit and you don't subscribe and ring that bell, you say my name 5 times in the mirror, I will come and hunt you down.
There you go. You heard it here first from the Tommy man. If you want to, download our episodes, which you should. We're available on Podbean. We're available on the Apple Music Store, the Google Play Store, I believe also Stitcher Radio. Still looking at different avenues. Let us know what you want to hear us at. But our headquarters is on Podbean, and we're available at rudeboys.podbean.com.
Flick that spooky bean.
If you want to hit me up on social media, I'm at Tesherms, TEH_SHERMS, and that's on Twitter.
If you want to hit me up, you can get me at Tommy_Cash, and that's Cash with a K.
And Nation, thank you so much for joining us for Rudetober. We're looking forward to the end of the year, man. It's coming up. It's coming up. But we got a couple hurdles to hit. Not necessarily hurdles, but a couple more events. And next episode, Nation, we got Pokemon Sword and Shield coming out for Nintendo Switch, baby. This has been Tom's month. Get ready, baby. Get ready to sit through some Pokemon talk, Tommy.
Well, next month is my month, too.
Next month is your
There is something that's coming next week.
There's a podcast coming.
Could this be Cash Bash 3?
Nation, you're going to have to find out on your RSS feed.
Man.
And get ready.
I can't wait
Talk next Rudecast.
I cannot wait to not remember Cash Bash 3.
Well, yeah, because you don't listen to the fucking episodes, say that much.
Yeah, I'm only two behind now, motherfucker.
Thanks, Nation. I love you. See you next episode.
It's been a while!
This has been a presentation of the Rude Boys Podcast Network.
Oops.